Good morning. Isn't it a beautiful day? I mean, it is cool. It is just perfect. The sun is shining. It's a great spring day. I tell you, Wendell talked a little bit about last weekend, our anniversary weekend. It's our ninth year as a church here at Common Ground Cowboy Church, and it was such a blessing. We had a great silent auction with a lot of neat stuff in it. We had a cake sale. And, I mean, everything that was done, the kitchen, everybody was, it was just the most perfect day. Then we had the roping afterwards, and it was the biggest roping that we've ever had here at the church. And I'd like to get everybody just to give a hand to all the folks that worked so hard to make that happen. That's right. It was such a blessing. You know, it's such a blessing that we have an arena out behind our church that we can actually have events, that we can go and have a place to do barrel racing, sortings, ranch rodeos, play days, you know, team roping, and everything from just playing in the dirt. You know, the kids just being able to go, just like last night, we had all this obstacle courses and pigs in the pen and goats to rope and calves. It was just a wonderful time how the Lord blesses this church through the arena. You know, I want to talk a little bit about the arena. You know, the arena has got a bunch of different parts to it. When we think about it, though, we just say, we look out there, and there's so many things out there that you can do, but we always just say arena. But you just think about it for just a minute, the parts that it takes to make up an arena. You've got the pipe that runs around it. You've got the dirt that's on the ground, you know, and that you've got to constantly be grooming, you know, and getting it just right to run your horses on. You've got the chute, the return alley, the boxes in the back that we pin the cows in. We've got the flagpole and the flag itself. We've got the announcer's booth and the amplifier and the microphone and all that stuff that goes on inside that. Then you've got the entry booth where, you know, you pay your entry fees and you get paid when you win, when you leave. It is such a blessing. There's so many parts to an arena. And even the lights are part of the arena. The goat pen that we have when we talk about out at the arena is part of it. All these things make up what we call the arena. Yet it takes all these things to work for it to go smoothly. You think about it. If the announcer stand breaks, you can't hear what's going on. If the chute locks up when you're having a roping, you can't do it. If the timer quits, you know, what Carol was talking about, did the timer work? If it quits, that quits buzzing, everything comes to a screeching halt till you get that taken care of and you get it fixed. And you look at it and you go, man, there's really a lot going on to make this one event happen when we have what we call an event in the arena. It affects not only all the riders and everything that's going on, but the horses, the cattle. If something breaks, everything can go south real quick. It's kind of like the body of Christ. It's exactly like the body of Christ. There's so many different parts. Open your Bibles to 1 Corinthians 12:27. It says this. That's 1 Corinthians 12:27. All of you together are Christ's body, and each of you is a part of it. You know, each and every one of us is a part of the body of Christ here at Common Ground Cowboy Church. Not one person is more important than anybody else. You think everybody has something that their area that they work, a gift that God has given them to do. But when that job doesn't get done, what the whole body suffers. Just like when something breaks down in the arena, everything comes to a screeching halt. And we have to do something different to make it work. All of you are important. and you think, you know, I don't do that much. All I do is maybe shake hands with folks and say howdy when they come in and goodbye when they leave. We've had people leave the church because they didn't feel like they were friendly enough. This body, this in other churches, they go, I quit going to that church because no one had ever talked to me. I'm telling you, if you can get through that door and out without getting your hand shook three or four times, I'd like to know about it. Because, I mean, constantly we're trying to make you feel like that you're wanted, that you're needed, because you are. And everyone is important. There is not one thing that's done here in this church that's not important. The slightest little thing that doesn't get done causes a huge hiccup. In Romans 12, 3, 8, it says this, 3 through 8, not just 3, 8, but 3 through 8. Because of the privilege and authority God has given me, I give each of you this warning. This is Paul talking. Don't think you're better than you really are. Don't think you're, it says, be honest in your evaluation of yourselves, measuring yourselves by the faith God has given us. Just as our bodies have many parts, each part has a special function. So it is in Christ's body. We are many parts of one body, and we all belong to each other. In His grace, God has given us different gifts to do certain things well. So if God has given you the ability to prophesy, speak out with as much faith as you as God has given you. If your gift is serving others, serve them well. If you're a teacher, then teach well. If your gift is to encourage others. Now, you would think, encourage? Now, that's something important. You bet it is. Man, just think about it. If you've had a sorry week, a week to just really, well, I'm going to go ahead and say it. It just sucked. It was bad. And you come up, and then someone comes up to you and says, man, you had a bad, let me pray for you. You know, it's going to get better. How can I help? That's encouragement. Let's read on. It says, if it is giving, give generously. If God has given you leadership ability, take the responsibility seriously. And if you have a gift for showing kindness to others, do it gladly. Also want to look at 1 Corinthians 12, 12. This is an important part of it also. That's 12, 12. We're going to go 12 through 27. The human body has many parts, but the many parts make up one whole body. So is it is with the body of Christ. Some of us are Jews. Some of us are Gentiles. Some are slaves. Some are free, but we all been baptized into one body, one spirit, and we all share the same spirit. Yes, the body has many parts, and just one, and not just one part. If the foot says, I'm not a part of the body because I'm not a hand, that does not make it any less part of the body. If the ear says, I'm not part of the body because I'm not an eye, would you make it any less a part? Wouldn't make it any less part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, how would you hear? If your whole body was an ear, how would you smell anything? But our bodies have many parts, and God has put each part just where He wants it. How strange a body would be if it only had one part. Yes, there are many parts, but only one body. The eye can never say to the hand, I did not need you. The head can never say to the feet, I don't need you. In fact, it says some of the parts of the body that seem weakest and least important are actually the most necessary. And the parts we regard as less honorable are those we clothe with the greatest of care. So we carefully protect those parts that should not be seen. While the more honorable parts do not require this special care. So God has put the body together such that extra honor and care given to those parts that have less dignity. That makes for harmony. Listen, This is the important part. When we do our part as a body, it produces harmony. What is harmony? Just think about it. When you have someone is singing, you have one singing one octave, and you have one the next up, and when they blend their voices together, it makes beautiful music, a beautiful tone. That means they're all going and they're singing the same song. There's, you know, there's been times where up here we've even sang the wrong song. You know, somebody's singing one thing, somebody's playing another. I mean, it kind of gets chaotic, doesn't it? And it doesn't sound good for sure. But you're actually singing the same song. You're going the same direction. You don't have someone pulling and trying to go the other way. This makes for harmony among the members so that all the members care for each other. If one part suffers, all parts suffer with it. And if one part is honored, all parts are glad. It is so important for you to understand how vital you are to this church here at Common Ground. If I could stand and I could just, if I could just play the most loudest music and scream to the top of my lungs how much God appreciates what you do every day, 7 days a week for Him, I'd do it. All of you are important. Every job that is done is vital. Even like I said, whether you, no matter what you're doing, you think, oh, you know, handing somebody a cup of coffee is not... What did it say about serving others? Woo! When you serve others, you're doing a work for the Lord. There's no such thing in this church as a little job. Every job is big. In God's eyes anyway, in the way that the Scripture shows it, every job, you know, you think, oh, well, if I could just be a lay pastor, boy, I'd have it made. If I could just be an elder, woo, boy, I'd be real important in that church. I hate to tell you, but those are just servant jobs. Those are guys that are just workers. That's what they are. They volunteer to do more work than most of you. So when you hanker on to be a lay pastor or an elder, you're saying, I just not getting worked hard enough. I want more. Give me more. And I guarantee you, you'll get it. Because people will see you and they'll go, man, you just can't hardly slow that guy down or that woman. They're just working all the time. No such thing as an unimportant job. You know, and we all need each other. We need each other in the worst kind of way. And when one of us falls, when one of us gets off the path, the Christian thing to do in most churches, they go, well, good enough for him, that sapsucker. You know, he's a sinner. Let him go. We didn't really need him anyway. But that's not the Christ that I serve. He goes after that, the lost one, and says, hey, pardon, what's going on, pardon? Come on. Come on back. What's going on? What's happening in your life? How can we help you? We need each other, and we can't afford to let one, not one, fall, not one go astray without trying to help. We need each other in the worst, and we can't do without the talent that each other has because everybody does something different. Yeah, there's folks in here that have the same gifts, but a lot of us have more than one. Some have many gifts that they can share, and they kind of change hats. One minute they're an announcer, next minute they're cooking, you know? I mean, next minute they're sweeping the floor, next minute they're washing the toilets out. I mean, there is no hats here that's not important. We have to love and take care of each other, and it's our highest goal. You know, while always reaching out to the sick, not just in our body, but in the community, always reaching out for the lost one that's out there. That guy that's riding with you in the rodeo, next to you, whether it's at a ranch rodeo, a team roping, a sorting, at a barrel racing, that person that needs to know that somebody cares about them and needs Jesus, needs salvation, taking the time to be a friend. You know, each part of our arena has a function. It has something special that it does. A purpose that can't be done. The light can't say to the shoot, I want to be a shoot. By cracky, you get up here and light this thing up and I want to work down there. See how ridiculous it sounds? But we say that sometimes. We say, man, I wish I could do, you know, if I could just get in there in that kitchen, boy, what I could do. Well, there's probably folks in the kitchen say, well, if I could just get out of this kitchen, I could see what else is going on in the church. You see why I'm saying? Everybody is important, and everybody has a task and a job to do. You know, if you have a function or a purpose, it makes life worth living. If you have something that the Lord has told you to do, that you have a gift, and you don't use it, guess what? You're not only hurting yourself, you're hurting your brother and sister in Christ because you're not using it for the Lord. You have a purpose here at Common Ground Cowboy Church to love each other and to serve each other and to take care of each other. But most of all, we have a purpose, and that's to win the lost to Christ. Amen? Let's pray, guys. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day, a day that we had the opportunity to come in your house and worship. Just, it's such a short time, Lord, out of our week that we spend here at this church. The rest of the time, Lord, we're, most of us are serving each other. We're serving the church. We're serving each other. We're helping others in the public, in Cossie and Bremond and all the different areas, Marlin, serving you daily. But there's some, Lord, that are not. There's some that just show up on Sunday. And they just trying to get a recharge so they can go back and live their life the way they want to. I pray, Lord, that the Holy Spirit would convict us, Lord, to start serving like we should. Or if there's someone here this morning that doesn't know you as their Lord and Savior, that they would like to receive this free gift of eternal life. They'd like to become part of a body that loves each other so that they too can be loved and be cared for. I pray, Lord, that they would not leave this place before they get it right, that they'd come see an elder or come see me and say the prayer of salvation. Or if there's someone here that needs to be baptized that's accepted Christ, but they've never been baptized since their salvation experience, I pray, Lord, that you'd convict them to get that right. Lord, just convict us, Lord, to want, to have the want to serve you, to have the want to serve each other, to have the want to serve this community, as if you were here because we are your ambassadors, God. We are your representative here in this area. We're either a good representative or we're a bad one. I pray, my prayer is that we become what you want us to be, his representative, to love others as he loves us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to thank all of you that are here this morning. If you're visiting for the first time and you're looking for a church home, I pray you'd consider Common Ground Cowboy Church because this is a different kind of church. It is uncommon. Amen? It is uncommon. Amen? All right. I just want to make sure I didn't put you to sleep. Wherever the Lord leads you this week, wherever trail he sends you on, I pray that God will bless you and he'll be with you.